Yo, 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 DJ Mary on the sets.
I love where you came in with that energy.
I think it's because I got my headphones on. Hi. We're not doing the introduction, by the way.
So I was going to say, it's been a while.
Should we do this properly? I feel like we should. I mean, that's how cold open. It feels very, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm okay with this.
I mean, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is the way forward, isn't it? That's a
okay,
let's
do this properly. Hi, everyone. We have an episode to do. Please hold. Hi, this is Mary.
And this is Nani.
And welcome to the All Things MCU podcast. When did that become our unofficial theme tune?
Do you know what? I love it. It literally makes me smile every time we do it. I feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Also, I'm looking very comfortable right now. She's in her PJs. She hasn't left her house all day. She's not even holding her mic. She's got a stand. She's like, I'm holding nothing because I'm a queen right now.
Do you know, I think that's what's making me feel extra bougie today, because I finally found the bottom of my mic stand.
I've been looking. It's true though. You are sitting hella regal. Just like,
I feel like a queen. I am a queen. A lot's happened in my life. We thank God. That's what I'm going to say.
You said that, so we're updating the people. I'm like, are we doing this? I don't think we're doing this.
I know. That's what I wanted to say. They'll find out later.
Awesome. Are they gonna find out? Yes, I can't. Yes, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on the gram.
Find out more. Follow us personally as well, by the way, guys, to find out more about our lives and stuff. But if not, All Things MCU Pod.
I was gonna say, you post a lot of our stuff on our Instagram, but we don't. We're going to.
You were trying to.
Look, Christmas happened. Me and I both got a nasty cold. Okay, I had family over. The new year wasn't what I call a smooth transition into the new year.
The new year for me has been rough. I've been ill for the last 2-3 weeks. So I've just been I'm going to take this one out.
But she pulled herself together just for us, guys. Well, everyone give Annie a round of applause.
Thank you. So if I do cough, you will not get it because you're probably miles away. So it's fine.
Probably. I mean, definitely. Unless you're telling me you've got fans in your house right now. If so, run.
Oh my God. You know that did that come to my run?
Wait, BTS?
No, not the run BTS. The one when it's run and then it's
the TikTok. Yeah, I'm K-pop wired now. You can run and I'm like, run BTS.
No, that's what I think you said. Run, let's run it, and that's the first thing that came to my mind as well. Run BTS.
Is that copyright? I think too much of that. Probably.
Maybe just 5 seconds is good.
Okay, trailers. Marvel's been doing the most these last couple of weeks.
Seriously. I don't know how to feel.
I mean, should we start with the one that's kind of been out already, but we haven't seen it yet?
Oh, yes. Madam Web.
Madam Web came to our cinemas on February 14th. On Valentine's Day.
Oh. Everyone going there with a significant other.
Exactly. I haven't seen any. Are they bad?
Well, I watched a few reviews because I was trying to do research for the trailer and see if there's anything I need to know. And I came across someone doing a movie review and I was yes.
Was the title looking dodgy? Was it giving Madam Web's the worst thing?
No,
they always say this.
It just says Madam Web movie, but then when he started going in and I was like, then I had to stop because I haven't watched it. And I was like, this is not what I was looking for. But yeah, so I'm again, they all came out guns blazing saying Miss Marvel was not good. So,
and then it was brilliant.
I take people's opinions now with a pinch of salt, a grain of salt.
Literally. Well, what are your thoughts on the trailer, Anu? Putting them to one side,
I'm actually excited to see this is our second all girls cast, isn't it? Or third, I think. Second.
Yeah,
third?
I think so. Yeah. It's mainly female led, but.
Yeah, so I think that in a sense, I'm just okay, thank you. Three badass females fighting crime and showcased on the side of the Spider-World universe. Apparently, there's a new universe that we've never been to, by the way. So,
yeah,
I'm excited. There's a lot of layers and undertones to it. There's a reference to a younger Uncle Ben, which I'm excited for because I've never seen Uncle Ben has always been old. for me, like, dead. Throughout my...
She's always been dead. Just dead.
It's just dead. Or he's just been in the background lingering
for
somewhere.
5 minutes and then...
Literally. Great part. We just met this guy and he's, like, held such great, like, presence in the MCU universe.
And then they're when like, Marvel's Spider-Man, like, die.
Literally. Uncle Ben, Auntie May, is it Auntie May? Like, all the...
Aunt May.
All the little people that make Spider-Man's world amazing. So apparently this is going to be looking into, like, young Uncle Ben, looking at Peter Parker before he was born as well, like, when he was just a barber. So there's quite a lot of stuff that I'm intrigued about, because it feels like we're looking at the Spider-Man verse universe from a different perspective, which I think this would bring to it, which I'm excited about. And also from a female-led perspective as well. So, yeah, I think I'm excited for it. I've heard so many stories and I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to close the outside world out for now until I watch it and make my own opinion, because I've learned from Miss Marvel, or the Marvels. How about you, Mary?
Marvel,
how do you feel?
In general. I mean, it's interesting because I don't know a lot about Madame Web, so I did a bit of like internet digging in general to kind of see what her character is meant to be. And apparently so Madame Web herself hasn't got what I call an active power. In the sense that she's not like super strong or like invincible or like, you know, can regenerate. It's
she's
more
that
she's clairvoyant.
Character. Yeah.
She's clairvoyant. Because in the trailer, like... you saw her driving an ambulance truck. And I was like, okay, so you can't do nothing. Good to know. It's giving Charmed, where Phoebe was just there and Phoebe had all like, I can see the future, but yeah, but you can't fight. So like,
yeah.
Who are you really helping in this situation?
She did get you know, the thing that was being thrown at her in the video, that she did catch it or stop it. So
it looked like a shield moment. It was giving Captain America.
So maybe
but I don't know what they were shooting at her. If it was just like, a pew, 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 like a bullet. Well, let's be honest. Like, people in the army dodge bullets. So it's not like a superpower. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not... I'm just being...
She's given collateral damage just being there with no powers. Bless her heart.
It is. But I think from what we know, at least from what I've Googled and what's in the trailer, so Cassandra Webb? Cassandra Webb is meant to be the one that's tying the webs that connect all the different Spideys across the multiverse. And eventually she kind of becomes the guardian, similar, I think, like the TVA in that sense, of all the, like, the Spideys.
Yeah.
But obviously this is meant to be very early days, and when she gets her, like, clairvoyance and powers. And I do find it interesting, though, because there were some links to her mum, which I found fun, because, like, oh, this is interesting. It's giving backstory. I found that Cassandra is meant to actually be using a wheelchair. So rumour has it that by the time this film comes to an end, Sis is going to probably have some damage done to her. That leads to her having, like... Because they're saying that she's... They called her Madame Web not because of, like, her powers, like, being, oh, she's Spidey, but because she had a bunch of, like, different, like, wires and stuff connected to her because of her injury that looked like, oh, like a spider's web.
Yeah.
Which I thought... Marvel trying to be clever, but I think it's interesting though. I think I have a couple theories already, because why not? I still don't agree that we are Earth 616. I don't believe it, because I heard something when we were watching Across the Spider-Verse, and I think we're Earth 1999999999, and Iman Vanali from the Marvels believes it too. And if Iman says it, I believe it, because she's a Marvel fangirl. But that's just
she's
a
us,
side thing.
But in the movies,
can you imagine Kevin Billy? Can't say it. I said it already on the red carpet. So what are you gonna do? Shit over chest. She says we are not Earth 616. Shit over chest. So I believe
it. I have done the maths. I have looked at everything.
It doesn't add up.
Like, it's not adding, basically.
In my opinion,
there's so many different, like.
Oh no!
At this point now, at this point now, I'm just like, bro. Even like with the whole Madame Web situation is like a completely different universe to the one we've been in. So it's not all the Peter Parks we know.
I think it didn't have to be though. It could have been a timeline thing. It didn't have to be a whole different universal thing. I feel like that was unnecessary in my opinion.
I mean, that's true.
They're creating too many, but I have a feeling I know why they're doing so, which I'll get to.
Secret Wars or something?
We'll get to that, because we need to discuss Secret Wars. I feel like we have to. But I was wondering whether or not, you know, the black girl in the trailer. Yeah. They call her Julia. I'm wondering whether or not that's a variant of Jessica Drew, who's the pregnant one in Into Spider-Verse. Because I'm convinced they're variants. Oh, I because love her. Her costume's exact same.
That's what I was thinking Jessica as well. Drew.
But then they called her Julia, and I thought, well, we had a Peter that was called, like, Miguel O'Hara, so the name didn't have to match up exactly.
I thought Ezekiel was Miguel O'Hara until I was like...
Girl, we all did it in the trailer when it first came out. I'm not going to lie.
And then they said Ezekiel Miguel. Sims. And I was like, who's Ezekiel? I don't know this brother from Adam.
I thought, yes, Vampire Spidey Daddy's coming back into the fray.
Apparently, he's always, like, he's always been, like, barefoot in the comic books as well, so... He's gonna be
but in the comic books, he looks like the Thing from Fantastic Four. So they've definitely went in a more aesthetic direction.
I think that the whole look of Madame Web is definitely aesthetically pleasing. Because like we said, she's an older woman in the comics.
They've time-jumped quite wheelchair'd. A lot.
Yeah, so we're probably getting her backstory with this location.
Oh, do you think they might turn her grey at the end for the sake of it, to make the fans, comic fans don't get upset?
Though. I think if it depends on like what they want to do going forward, as in like how they want the character to build and grow. Because the fact that starting them all young as well, because even the variant you're talking about, Julia, she was much older young.
She was a mom.
Exactly. She had a baby. I think she probably has a husband. Like, she's happily married, but still out here fighting crimes and everything. So I think like this might just be just a look into the window, and because they started them young, so they have room to grow, kind of situation.
And it is the multiverse, and so expand. In theory, the two don't ever have to link. In theory,
exactly. Canon events. Not only that, but it's Sunny. Ugh.
Yeah,
I just.
It's Sony. Oh, let's get to that. So this is apparently the 14th film in the Sony Marvel mold. I know, stop. You're physically like, it's Sony. It's not a
four-letter word. I felt a gust of wind. Okay, just come.
A dark night fell upon us.
Sony and Spider-Man.
Look, here's the thing, right? The reason, and people think we're being savage, and it's not. The Sony has a very bad track record. Because if we look at it, the only decent Spider-Man films, in my opinion, have been the recent ones with Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield's ones were good, but I think the tone was off, in my opinion.
I think Andrew Garfield's one and what's his other name?
Toby's one. I think the tone was
just
the
like
issue.
It's just nostalgia is why we love them, because they're nostalgic. But I don't think
you do.
Like, okay. In the grand scheme of things, compared to the Tom Holland? Yeah. I think Tom Holland was the best one thus far in the trilogy set.
It was Sony, needed at this point. Sony also have made Morbius.
Ugh.
Venom 1 and Venom 2, sure, I have to cuss them out because I love Tom Hardy, but they did not do that film justice at all.
They just left it. They literally just left it.
Venom, I know Venom's going to show up at some point with Kit Harington's drama, but unfortunately, there'll be a whole episode on what Marvel's missing projects. Don't you? Let me not start. But...
I'm getting triggered. And it's obviously Sunny. This is the reaction Sunny gets from us. I'm like,
this is why I don't like mentioning them on this podcast. It's like She-Hulk. It just triggers something deep within.
I literally just felt a shudder. I shuddered and cuddled within myself.
I'm not confident that this film will be as good as it can be, purely because it's Sony. But I'm happy to be proven wrong.
Yes.
Because I have a feeling this trailer looked good. The trailer looked good. But why is... Also, Adam Scott, who we think might be young Uncle... Adam Scott might be young Uncle Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't want that to be the case. Because I feel like it will take away from, like, Dakota Johnson's time moment.
Looking at the cast, it's Ben Parker is literally... the name.
Oh, is that what they officially announced on the thing?
Yeah. On the cast list is Ben Parker, so...
Damn it. What happens when you're doing a trailer review when the film's really come out.
No, I mean, like, it's all the cast names are there. And also, our girl that we thought was Julia is called...
Don't. I don't want to know. And this is literally spoilers.
These are just the names of the cast.
Yeah, like, but Andrew, it wasn't confirmed until you got... It wasn't confirmed in the trailer that was Ben Parker.
I know. Apparently,
that was speculation. Only confirmed by Googling.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's now. It's like, even before it came, I think it was like, yeah, that's Ben Parker.
Girl, trying to save
so
herself.
He was like a pub. Oh, bless him. Bless Uncle Ben.
It's not a spoiler, honest. It's not a spoiler, honest.
I promise it's not a spoiler. We all knew this, but it's fine.
I'll put it in the show notes. Minor spoilers. Not really just, ones, honest.
Just,
it's fine.
Just one spoiler.
Teeny, and it's not even like central to the storyline. It's like when everyone knew Charlie Cox was going to be in the Spider-Man film.
Yeah, literally. It was a spoiler. I'm just like,
it wasn't a spoiler. Everyone knew it was coming. Yeah, look at all of the cinema when he showed up. Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
Do you know what? I want to relive this moment for the first time.
Spider-Man: No Way Home. Oh, it was just it's. I'll never go over that film. It was peak Marvel fandom, if anything. That and Black Panther brought something out of the Marvel fandom. It brought something out of all of us. I don't know what it was.
Like it felt like the whole world was in sync for once together. That's how it felt. It felt like
birds
joy.
Were singing. There was peace
it felt like,
all
you know,
of
like
us.
A warm apple crumble pie that just came up the whole room.
Apple crumble
my
pie.
God, stop it. That, move it.
Yeah, though, an apple crumble tart sounds quite nice, you know. You put a tart base, apples, crumble on top, serve it with some vanilla on
base.
That's
now my new favourite dessert, especially with custard. Oh.
Apple pie, apple crumble.
Apple crumble.
That's apple pie.
How could you?
Okay, all the apple desserts. But Madam Web should be good. We'll try and watch it, I guess, at some point in the next couple of weeks. I don't know when, but then we'll let you guys know our thoughts in an official episode. Also, how do you know about the casting choices in general? Because Dakota Johnson, people are casting her out.
I didn't see that coming.
She hasn't officially. The film only just came out.
But it's just, I think she's just kind of the character she is. She's giving me Kristen Stewart kind of vibe. Because it feels like they're like
Thank
so
you.
Monotone.
I thought it was just me being a
no.
hater.
It's like there's some actors who like... it's just like... It's dry acting. Yeah, it's kind of like dry acting. But then it's also her personality. So we can't really judge.
Yeah, but then why
it's not like we're hating for her. I don't know. Like, I think, like, apparently the way she was acting in the trailer
is not like the film.
Is not fully how she was acting, how she's acting in the film, probably. That's what people are saying. But we don't know.
I just
know.
Feel like she's way too... She's too... Chilled. She's that friend where, like, the world would be on fire, and she'd be like, it's not that deep. We'll figure this out. Do you know
Literally,
what I mean?
Literally. And I'm like, no,
Which
you
is
need
good.
To run. No, I need you to run. I need you to be in action. I need
she
to
needs to have
up.
Comedic
I need
moments.
To, like,
She needs comedic moments, otherwise I think
apparently
it might be a bit...
There have been, like, people not liking... Because what I try not to do, which is what I did today, was to look into what people are saying about, like, films.
Oh, you're better than me. I avoid reviews.
I try not to read it because I want to go in there and experience it for myself. Like, if it's not in my face, I don't go and search for it. And I think I've twisted my algorithm to, like, stop giving me Marvel content when there's
a
new show coming out.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
But from what I heard today, it was a bit, like, it's a bit techie for our girl.
I don't know.
It's a bit techie.
We'll see what happens. I feel like the children around her might, like, balance
Bring
out her, like,
it.
Reservedness. But also, I don't want these children
I love
being
how you
like
said
Gen
the children.
Z.
They're not our age, basically.
I don't know her. I don't know their names, and so they are. They're collective. I don't need to know.
They're
now collectively
one I
the
know.
Children.
The kids.
They're now collectively the children, Uncle Ben, and Madam Web, plus
That's
you know
it.
Ezekiel Sims, who's just angry. We'll call him
oh,
angry
no, they
Spidey.
Are the children. They're younger than us. I just checked age. Okay, cool.
There we go. But
I'm a baby.
Yeah, let's know what
baby.
Your thoughts are on Madam Web, like. Base, if you've seen it, let us know your thoughts. Don't worry, we don't mind a few spoilers here and there. We'll let us know what you think.
Yes,
and his faces
same.
Otherwise.
Seen it. I mean, I'll let Mary like go through that. I'll just be like, I'll watch it and I'll read it after.
Let us know your thoughts.
That will be the plan.
oldthingsmcupod@gmail.com or send us a message on Instagram. But I guess we can move on to Deadpool.
Oh my god, you have no idea. You don't have no idea
shocked.
The joy. The joy that it soothes me.
Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. Reynolds and Hugh
I almost
Jackman.
Cried watching it. At least I almost cried. It was just, I missed it. Because I feel like Marvel is missing that comedic flair.
It's too serious.
Marvel needed Ryan Reynolds, I think, yeah. It's missing
I just,
that.
Okay, I made notes again because I was just like, this isn't a teaser. It's not a full trailer. It's a teaser.
Yeah, literally.
Can we just say the thing that's obvious? The TVA.
I was actually excited for the TVA.
The first time, everyone was happy to see them on screen.
I was like, TVA? I don't know people.
Okay, so first of all, I did a frame by frame, which I never do for a teaser trailer, by the way. Like, I was pausing, rewinding. No, because I saw the TVA and I had to figure out which TVA are we talking about exactly. And I checked it. If you pause it exactly, I think like 1 minute something, you can see all the screens.
Time stamp.
I know, like all the screens. And if you look in the left corner, really small, you can see the sacred timeline with the branches. Means that it's TVA prior Loki.
Pre-Loki. Okay.
It's pre-Loki. So we're still doing pruning off branches and stuff.
That makes sense.
But I don't know why they came after Deadpool. Because he can time travel, but only a little bit. He only did it for like twice to save his girlfriend. That was it. True. I know. I had to re-Google Deadpool 2 synopsis because I forgot everything about Deadpool 2.
Loki, I think I have as well. I remember Deadpool 1 more than Deadpool 2, and I didn't
know. Same, because I bring Deadpool 1 over and over and over again. Deadpool 1 is
still like fresh as day one. Like, yeah, like I watched it yesterday. Deadpool 2 is a bit.
Deadpool was cute. He had Zazie Beetz playing Domino. We love Zazie Beetz.
I just feel like Ryan Reynolds. Thank you. That's what I'm going to say. Thank you so much.
Also, for bringing back Wolverine, because Hugh Jackman swore he'll never do it again. He said, I'm done.
He's like, yeah, this is it. But then even like looking into the X-Men though, like I feel like they might come back again, to be honest.
I don't think he'll come back in the X-Men. I can't picture him doing it. He did
like maybe just like a cameo or something.
Maybe. I heard a cameo, you're right.
Like a cameo or something. And just be like standing off in the distance. Or if it's not him, it could be like a young Wolverine or something. But
because I feel like the public won't take that one well. I'm saying this now.
Because I feel like he's very essential to like the X-Men world, and this is the one to rebuild it. They might have recast someone to take on the mantle.
Or do that stuff. They could.
Literally, exactly. So, I think there's always the door is always open on that front, basically, for him. But like, I know he says he's never going to do it again, but we'll see. You never say never, to be honest. And then the last bit of the trailer, we just saw him show up and when he tried to kill Deadpool, and that was it. But I think throughout the trailer, I was just smiling, like I was cheesing. I was cheesing, guys. Oh, made me feel very
I think
I'm very excited.
We're gonna get that same level of just like over the top, breaking the fourth wall. I did find the pecking joke hilarious. I was cracking up and I was like, Ryan, don't stop. But
what did he say?
Pecking isn't new to me, but it is to Disney.
Disney, yes, that's the one.
And I was just like, I was like, Ryan, sweetie, what happened to hello? Like, how are you?
It's just like, yeah, it's like, don't peck.
You were just ready for it. But I want to know what his role will be, because if he's going to be like, oh, we need you to start pruning branches, I think it'll be hilarious, because you'll see him in literally every major arc of Marvel's Cinematic Universe. Stop.
Yeah, there was one where they were like fighting with, I think it was Avengers 2, where they were fighting in the forest, and I think he popped up there, kind of situation, which I feel like he's going to show up in. I think I saw like a cameo or something.
I want to see him having to fight like Cap, but we don't see Cap. We just see him fighting, getting like beat with the shield. It'd be hilarious. Like, I want to see him get chopped in half with the shield. It'd be hilarious. Just, you know what I mean?
At least I'm excited for Deadpool. I think this is a Marvel hasn't dropped a trailer. This is just a teaser
that I've been gassed for.
Apart from like again, No Way Home,
basically.
This really woke me up for my slumber of Marvel.
I'm ready for it.
I felt re-energized. I felt like, yo, let's go. We're back. Thank you, Ryan.
But yeah, it's coming out in July. So I feel like, cool. We should get another trailer in like a month and a half. Like a full trailer.
I feel like we have to do a proper like day planning for that, by the way. We have to watch it together. We have to be in the same vicinity, Mary.
We need to watch it. Everything Deadpool, we do together.
Yeah. I think Deadpool deserves that.
Also, there was a bit, you know when he was fighting and there was like a weird like statue thing behind him? Oh. It took me 2 seconds to clock. That's the 20th Century Fox logo.
Yeah.
Oh, just yeah. Like,
they're what like, we're coming that the for logo everyone.
Fell? Why did the logo fall? What happened?
That movie's coming. I think that movie is coming for everyone, to be honest.
Oh, like, everyone.
Even if you're not in, like, if like they came for Disney, the person was paying them their paychecks. They came for 24 Second Fox.
I would hope that Disney gave
every and right. anyone.
Like, oh, you do what you like. He's like, yeah, sure. I can do whatever I like. Yes, sir.
Do you think like he was also in the writer's room, like, yeah, that's not gonna work, and or do you think he improved a lot as well?
They improv a lot on Deadpool, apparently. A lot of it is improv. I love
that though, because it's just like, wait, it's fly off the bat. Oh,
like excited. You have to keep. I could never keep up pace with Ryan Reynolds. Like, he's too quick. Like, he's such quick-witted yeah. person. Damn, I don't know how Blake does it. I would be like, can you please just stop,
mate? I was
his
about to say that as well.
Got the patience of a saint. Patience of a saint. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for me, my 90s baby self, if you were into like X-Men back then, X-Men 97 is returning to our screens after a long-awaited time.
I'm going to let you take the lead on this one because I'm not an X-Men crazy person.
Okay. I need to, like, induct Andy into the X-Men universe. And I don't know what... Guys, recommend which films I should introduce her to first. Because there are some good ones and some really bad ones. I need to watch the bad ones.
I've watched them all, but they're confusing for me. Because I'm just like...
Oh, no, they're confusing for the fans, too. That's why I don't recommend X-Men.
I've seen everything, apart from, like, the TV shows. I've seen, like, all the movies and everything.
Wait, did you watch the Phoenix Saga?
Yeah, I did. I watched everything, but I can't remember.
Sophie Turner?
Yeah, I watched Sophie Turner.
Why did you
watch
them for?
I watched the ones with the blue. Is Sophie Turner the blue person?
No.
I watched that one too with the blue girl. I watched the one where they were like in a cage, in a glass thing, and it blew up.
Okay.
Like, I've watched everything. I feel like I've watched everything.
You're going over all the trilogies. Okay.
Yeah, I've watched everything. So I'm like, but for the likes of me, they just never stick.
Okay, let me break X-Men 97 down to you. 97's got nothing to do with the films, like nothing. Nothing to do with the films at all.
And it's better.
X-Men 97 is based on the animated series that ran when I was a child. And the very last episode...
I think I watched a little bit of those though as well, but...
Everyone had at one point. You were like, Joe, not Cartoon Network had it all the bloody time. It was always on. You couldn't miss it, whether you liked it or not. That's how I know about Storm and them lot, because obviously the cartoon series, and you're like, oh yeah, Cyclops and Jean, there you go. Oh, something weird. Have a weird thing going on, and Xavier basically kidnaps children and puts them into like an orphanage thing and makes them fight for food. It's a joke. But basically,
he's giving Hunger Games.
It's a bit weird how he's collecting children. I'm just saying, it's a bit of a red flag. But anyways, the very last episode of X-Men, the animated series, which ended in 1997, yes, was when, well, at least timeline-wise, 97. I've got to check. Did I watch reruns? I was watching the child. I was only born in 95.
I probably watched reruns as a child. Probably.
Anyways, it ended in 97, which is when Professor Xavier dies. And this show carries on straight from that. So it's following what happens to the X-Men after Xavier's death and how they carried on. And so from what the internet's saying, the first series is going to be 10 episodes, but apparently season 2 is in the works already.
Stop. So they're like, this is like all games.
No, all the old school Marvel fans are going to be happy. Like, I loved X-Men, the cartoons. The film has always been so disappointing to me. But I think it's nostalgia. Yeah, because... I'm waiting for it. You'll hear some random stuff from Kevin and all them like, oh no, the reason why there were so many different versions because they were multiversal. I'm like, no, because back then, the multiverse didn't exist in the Marvel universe. Me. Don't try lie. Don't make it convenient. Just admit it. You kept rewriting the timeline because you were bored. Just don't.
Not
don't
only
do
that, just because you just don't know what to do after you ended one section.
They pulled
the
a Suicide Squad. You know when the first one flopped, they would do another one again.
Yeah.
But they didn't change the name, called X-Men. I'm like, hold on,
oh, yeah,
which
did
one?
Did you know there's another Suicide Squad coming out as well?
I don't engage in those films. There's I just don't one. Do anymore. I don't engage you anymore because the first one wasn't too bad and then they just made rubbish results of that.
I don't know why.
because, and they keep just putting him, leave Viola Davis alone. Like, honestly, honey, leave the contract, because they're disrespecting your name at this point.
I think she's just like, this is the kind of fan dress. She's like, come to the Marvel, we'll be better. Marvel would have treated you better, Viola, but it's fine.
You get good money, but, oh, it's not worth the drama. It's not worth it sometimes. Look at us trying to get Henry. You know, it's funny. It's the same people trying to get Henry Cavill to join. It was the two of us trying to get Henry Cavill to join. And I was just like, actually, maybe it's not a sinking ship yet, but water is starting to come from the hull. So you might want to be careful.
Like, yeah, I was like, maybe just chill for a bit.
It can be saved, but even a Deadpool might fix it. Maybe Loki, maybe, Deadpool might fix this.
Maybe Deadpool and Henry Cavill can fix this.
Maybe Deadpool will fix this. I wanted it to be just before Secret Wars. I think it's quite funny that he was just like going around pruning all the timelines, and then he was like, okay. Yeah, I understand up for this. Peace out. Peace out.
My god, do you think we're gonna see the new Kang?
No, Marvel have not made a choice about that yet. They have not made a choice about that yet. No chance.
Because I feel honestly, like no,
the gossip sites will know first before like
anything
trailers.
Else. Yeah.
Can you imagine? I'm going to keep that quiet. I don't know who's leaking information over there, because stuff comes out too quickly sometimes.
No, because I think like since the whole Hulk thing, I think Kevin is now happy with leaking information, because it's like, oh yeah, that makes it more. And you're like, no, sometimes keep something a secret, my love. Just keep it a secret.
They did try with certain shows, but when there's hype around it, they can't do it. I mean, Pedro Pascal has officially been announced as Mr. Fantastic as of yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Or Valentine's Day. They officially announced it.
Valentine is coming.
Hey, where's your boyfriend? You're sitting at home. Lonely. I sing it every January up to Valentine's Day, and people think, is that making sense? No, it's hilarious.
Was singing that, and I was like, wait, I actually can't sing it anymore.
She has her boyfriend.
Well, I change the lyrics, though. I change the lyrics.
but yeah, that's the trainers. Marvel's has a lot coming up this year. I'm actually quite excited for Marvel this year. I think it should be good for them. I don't know what other films they've announced already that should be coming up. Honestly, I've lost track. We're going to do a whole timeline catch up at some point.
Yeah, I think because of the whole strikes and everything, there have been a lot of stuff that have been cancelled.
Timeline's a mess.
There have been a lot of stuff that's been pushed back. There's been no stuff that have been redone. Like Deadpool has been re-filmed, re-everything.
Daredevil, sorry,
yeah.
I don't want to say it to you. I'm the Deadpool. I'm like, no, I'm sorry.
And then, so there's quite a lot of things that are going on with Marvel right now. Sorry, my nose.
We just have
to wait.
There's a lot going on with Marvel right
yes,
now.
Yes, thank you. My nose decides to like literally be blocked at that point. There's quite a lot of things coming out of Marvel. We just have to wait and see. We'll drop through them as we get them. We're still also all in limbo right now with the whole situation. So, well, we know Deadpool
we have a
is
few
here,
episodes lined here. Up, don't we?
Yeah,
to discuss a few things. The things that we know and the things that we're annoyed about that we don't know.
Yeah, we're here to ask the tough questions. And with somebody on the red carpet,
I'm sorry.
Tough question to Deadpool.
When did we become
Kevin.
Laura Gunsberg? We're here to ask the tough questions.
Do you know? I actually went into like literally that mindset.
She's like. Welcome to All Things MCU at 6 o'clock. Our headlines are Marvel has announced that Pedro Pascal will be leading the Fantastic Universe. No one asked him to be Mr. Fantastic, but yet this is happening against everyone's will.
I'm sorry.
Whoever comes to me, I love Pedro Pascal. I am not a hater.
I just don't see him
as Mr. Fantastic. I don't like the casting that I've seen for it. I'm not happy. I'm just not happy.
I think that they might surprise us. I'm living that open. I think
when you
I'm
Google the casting, surprised. You'll Google the cast, and then you'll you have the same opinion as me. So yeah, everyone, please let me know what your thoughts are on the trailers. What you are thinking for Deadpool and Wolverine? What you're hoping for X-Men 97? Also, let us know just in general, how are you guys? We care about you. We hope you're doing
well.
We do.
Life
has been lifing.
But we
should
keep
be a
pushing.
T-shirt.
I feel like, we're about to go into like a motivational speaking. And then the copyright music in the background.
No, I can insert some like trickling water sounds.
Do, like,
here. Hold on, I can do this.
Music.
Hold on, I've got this. So pretend this trickling lifing. Water. Trickling water sound.
And we just
want to
say that no matter how life lives, we got you.
You can do it.
We believe
you are
in
more
you.
Than able to be great
of
in
course.
This world. Okay, you are loved, you are blessed, and you are highly favored.
Highly favored, yes. Take it to church.
And on that wonderful note, we will see you guys in our next episode.
Peace!
Okay. I know, there was a vibe.
Bye, everyone.
I like the hype vibe. Bye, guys.